Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Well, bless the name of the Lord, and thank you for making Illinois Family Spotlight a part of your day. This is Pastor Cecil LaFleur, also known in radio circles as the Bishop of Truth, and it's my privilege, my honor to be able to sit in and host this program today, standing in for Monty Larrick and Dave Smith. But it's even greater honor to welcome the guest that I'm going to be interviewing today. I'm excited about speaking to this powerful woman of God. I'm going to allow her to give her own resume as to how God is using her and her family to advance his kingdom and what she's doing to rescue our children. But on a personal note, I just want to say that my wife and I, meeting Pastor Latasha Fields and her husband Ronald Fields, was one of the highlights of my life. I believe that God sent them here to Chicago for me. That's how selfish I am. But they have been a blessing, Pastor Fields and her husband and their family. They have been a blessing not only to us in ministry, but to our family as well. And God has allowed us to do a lot of things together, praying in front of abortion clinics, you know, speaking on the issues of rescuing our children and just spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pastor Latasha Fields, welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight.
Thank you so much, Pastor Cecil. It's such an honor to be here. So I bless God for you all, the whole team at IFI, Dave and Monty, just everyone. It's such an exciting time.
Absolutely.
In the kingdom. It really is.
And we thank God for you.
Yeah, so, amen.
So listen, just real quickly, you're not from here. We can tell from your accent that you ain't from here. Tell us how your family, where you're from, and how you wind up here.
I'm about sick of this accent giving me away here.
Yeah, you can't hide.
Yeah, so my husband and I, we're originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I don't hold that against you. Southern University, Grambling State University.
Listen. I'm an SU, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, and hey, we got the best food now.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue with that.
Hey, all right. I'm still praying for Chicago about this food. but yes, yeah, so we're born and raised there, and so the Lord dealt with my husband for a number of years prior to us coming. That he would send us here for ministry, for evangelism.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And we've been here now. This will be the 14th year. Wow.
Right. Yeah, 14 years.
So it has been a journey, an amazing journey. And just to look back and to see how when we first got here, we were in a hotel. Really not too far from here. on 180th.
Okay.
In like Halsted or something. Mm-hmm. And just to see how faithful he's been from bringing us from there to homeowners for the past 9 years.
It's amazing.
And
yeah.
Meeting, oh my God, the people I've met.
Yes.
In the state of Illinois. And the people that I've met in the state that have connected me to other people around the country.
Around the country.
You know, so it's really been amazing. Just an amazing, amazing journey. To see what he's done. But as most would know, my heartbeat is the kids.
That's right, yeah.
You know, and so when
so
God...
So we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's I would say, you know, the epitome of who I am, you know, how God has really placed that measure, that anointing on my life to just have this passion or burning desire to really see kids, you know, seriously.
Absolutely.
Seriously get a Christian education.
And so God led you to found this organization,
yes.
CHESS.
Yeah,
CHESS. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so what God gave me was Kaiju. Kaiju Group Christian Academy. And so Kaiju is Kinder Youth Incorporating Jesus' Excellent Love. So when he gave that to me, it was more so on the premises of outreach youth. You know, just that biblical side, the biblical education that he wanted families to have. And at that time, Pastor, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't even in church. I wouldn't even have considered myself saved at that time. This was now about to be 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I remember when my baby then, you know, was little, and I used to just tell her, you know, I said, God, you know, I'm going to deal with kids one day. Mommy go help a lot of kids one day, you know. And she was like 6, 7. She was just like, okay, you know.
Okay.
And so in 2006, God has started really dealing with me even more so. And then, long story short, he called me to pull my daughter out of public school.
Right, so that was the beginning.
That was the beginning.
Leading to get your...
Yes.
Did you know all the reasons why?
No, I knew nothing.
You just knew that God was telling you.
Yeah, so nothing was happening in her public school in Baton Rouge. You know, I was the typical, right? we all knew public school was bad, but mm-hmm. just typical parent. You know, I was in real estate. That was my career. My husband mm-hmm. has always been a barber. Mm-hmm. We were just typical. Mm-hmm. You know, ministers in Christ, you know, in the church. And so when he called me to do it, I had never heard of homeschooling. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew no one in Baton Rouge that was homeschooling. It was completely unheard of to me. Mm-hmm. But Pastor Cease, I heard God so audibly.
Yeah.
So audibly. Mm-hmm. And I took her, and then the way, you know, God got a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way he did it, he waited to tell me that the first day of school. And I laughed, you know, after everything. I said, like, you could have told me, like, the summertime.
Yeah, before.
Before we bought the school clothes, you know, right. all this stuff, you know. And so the first day of school is after I dropped her off, and I got maybe a mile up the road, and I just heard it. Go get her, you're going to homeschool. Just like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But and it made me weep. So I pulled over on the side of the road, and I just cried.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have just sat there about 5 minutes just crying.
Right.
And just, I'm talking about crying like I had got a message like somebody had then died.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to fast forward. When I think back to that moment, Pastor C, almost mm-hmm. 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
everything that we've seen happen or happening mm-hmm. with children across this country, I believe in my heart, that crime that I was doing then was for the work that we're all called to now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I was already feeling the pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because when I went back to that school to get my, I was still crying. Mm-hmm. Till the principal came from behind the counter to console me.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying, well, Ms. Fields, what is wrong? And I just kept saying, the Lord say, I'm a homeschool my baby. Give me my baby.
Wow.
And they just couldn't understand what was wrong with me.
You know, two observations about that very quickly. Mm-hmm. Is that first, there are a lot of people, some not even listening to us now, who really have never experienced it or not really sure about when somebody says, I heard the voice of the Lord say something to me. But there are many of us that understand that,
yes.
that we recognize that we've heard a voice telling us something mm-hmm. that we could not ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that I love the fact that the weeping came.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe before God can really use us in an area, there has to be a brokenness
mm-hmm.
that happens. I'm always thinking about Nehemiah, you know, Nehemiah 1, that he heard the news about what was going on and he wept. He cried. He was broken. And then he prayed to the Lord. And so here it is. God mm-hmm. broke you and mm-hmm. made you sensitive about something. And then it's led to here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said that you said, well, we just all thought public schools were not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But many of us, we thought the public schools were nothing wrong with them. You know, that's, you know, your kids get 5, dress them up and send them off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know the dangers. How did you become aware of the dangers?
I've always recognized, you know, young, that something was wrong with public education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know it to the spiritual intent.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I just observed family and friends
mm-hmm.
that people just was not getting a good education.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was a small little observation for me, very young.
Mm-hmm.
But that day, after I pulled her out and I went home, well, then I got in the car and I called my husband. And, you know, I was just like, this man gonna think I'm crazy, you know. But God had already prepared my husband, which is a whole nother testimony.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, even years prior to him meeting me and us getting married. But God had already prepared him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, once I told him what God said, I went home. And so even my baby was crying because I'm still crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crying all the way. I was crying for hours. I am crying mm-hmm. because fear is gripping me. Not, you know, like, I don't know what God is telling me to do. I don't know what this entail, what this means. And now at this point, I don't even know the laws of Louisiana.
Mm.
All I did was the drop slip the people gave me. So I'm not knowing anything.
So is the message, if you're obedient to the voice of the Lord, even in those things that you don't know, God is calling you, and he'll make all those things.
Yeah, he's a keeper,
that's right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about nothing. And so once I got home, then I began to research what is this homeschool thing that God is mm-hmm. calling me to do. And to my surprise, what a world.
Wow.
What a
it
world.
It just opened up. You had no idea.
No idea.
That, right.
No idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for weeks, you know, I would ask my baby, okay, so what you want to do today? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because I didn't know what we needed to do per se. And we just started buying things or whatever. But one thing that God did within weeks, he quickly began to teach me biblically
mm-hmm.
why children needed to be out the public school system.
Absolutely.
Because I had to start praying and fasting.
Absolutely.
And interceding yeah. about mm-hmm. what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now family going crazy.
Absolutely. It's a lot in it.
Yeah, people
right.
saying
mm-hmm.
things.
Right.
It's a lot going on.
And there's a lot more to it. We're going to talk about some
yes.
of those other things. But
yes.
this is your oldest daughter, correct?
Yes, she's 28 now.
And she was homeschooled
all the way through.
And then
fourth
she went,
to 12th grade.
Went to the university.
She went to college
and then,
finished college. And now she's in her career. She's
was
a nutritionist.
Was she behind because
no,
she was
she
homeschooled?
Scholarship and clearly she graduated with me from honors, and she graduated college with honors.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so here it is. God gave you that.
Yes.
You obeyed.
Yes.
Brought her out.
Yes.
And so we want to get to talk about some of all the other horrible things as the reasons why we need to get our kids out. And I will say this, is that around the same period of time when God was awakening this in me, and even us here at Illinois Family, that's when I started talking to you, and you invited me to do the YouTube thing, and I started researching more, and I knew at that point that it was some bad stuff going on in our government schools, but I had no idea the depth of the evil and even the origins, and then I coined, you said something, and I've been using it ever since. The government schools aren't broken. They're working exactly as they were designed to work.
Yes.
They were not designed to educate our children. Mm-mm. They were not designed to help develop us to our full potential. It was to indoctrinate, and as Carter G. Woodson says, to oppress and indoctrinate and keep us from reaching our full potential.
Absolutely.
And so that desire to see our kids brought out in protecting your own children started you to homeschooling yours. What made God lead you to the next step of organizing others to
do it? So before that year expired, when me homeschooling my oldest daughter, God began to really impress upon me an evangelistic school. So he began to show me, really, I guess I can say now, like a global takeover of what the public school really meant. God began to really reveal to me the agendas. I'm talking through the scriptures and how things were lining up about the sacrificing of children.
That's right.
So he really began to show me. And so by the end of her first year, I told my husband, I said, I keep hearing God telling us we got to open up a school. And the word he kept saying, an evangelistic school. That's what he kept saying. It's just like, it just kept playing in my spirit, and we would pray about it.
Not just a carbon copy of the government school.
No, never, none of that.
On it,
no,
but a different altogether.
Yeah, he was clearly done with that. He made it very clear, do not mimic the public education system. I mean, I'm going to be honest. He made it clearly that it was demonic. I'm very serious. He revealed that to me immediately, that it was not something he instituted. And another thing God revealed to me early on in her first year, that the public schools were symbolic to Egypt. So he's been giving me that parallel, that the world system and how the public school was instituted, and the origin of it is Satan. It really is. And so he just began to show me through different research how it was literally a plandemic. You know, and I know we'll get into more. Just literally planned. And again, for real, it is working just as intended. So people need to stop trying to fix it.
Right.
Just stop trying to fix it, because it's not going to be fixed.
I'm not a reformer. I'm not going to try to fix it. It's unfixable.
And then, as I say all the time, what we as Americans have to realize, that God has graced this country from the perspective of education, that we in this country can create our own schools. We cannot say we serve a creator and then keep allowing the demonic oppression from Satan, and now and we not operate in that creativity. So that's how God began to show me. And so God said, you know, open up an evangelistic school. And so that summer of 2007, because we started August 2006, that summer, God birthed the whole school in me. A whole vision. And I went to get trained to teach the curriculum that we still teach, Accelerated Christian Education, ACE. And we just began to promote it, you know. And a lot of things happened between that, you know. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened. God just opened up all. You can't tell it all. I'm writing
when
book
God
one
starts
day.
Putting stuff
together
and making
things
happen.
Lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
That confirmed it over and over again that this. And then one key element before we move from that point that God began to teach me that was so succinct in my spirit, that children had to learn as individuals. And this is what he told me. He say, even as adults, you come together as a congregation. He say, but I still deal with each and every one of you as an individual.
That's right.
He say, so when as you begin to teach these babies for real, he used to impress, and he still do that scripture in my spirit, you all are wonderfully and fearfully made. They have to be taught in their own unique sphere. They have to be taught as individuals.
Absolutely.
And so that summer, I began to create my own curriculum. Because I said, God, okay, what to do? So he began to teach me to test the kids where they were, and then to introduce them to where they need to be, and to give them, if you will, close up the learning gap so that they can begin to obtain that which was ahead. And so eventually that started wearing me out, trying to test all these kids and get that. And so then God, again, introduced me to ACE, that already had that individualized mythology with the diagnostic tests and et cetera. And so it was just a blessing. And so God just moving. So August 2007, we opened up our school with 30 students. You know, God, you know, and we've been going ever since.
Ever since. And so the bottom line, and we're talking to Pastor Latasha Fields, and the bottom line is that we're saying that the government schools. We must get our children out of government schools. And we recommend homeschooling. We want to encourage all parents to know that you can homeschool your child. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, then there are homeschool co-ops, what you'll be talking about in the second half. And even churches and pastors, we're encouraging them, open up a school in your church. Stop letting these buildings sit up unused the whole week, because we must rescue our children. Mm-hmm. We must pull them out. Yes. So the bottom line is, government school's bad.
Yes.
But we have the responsibility
yes.
to make sure our children get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Absolutely.
And so we
Absolutely.
Must teach them. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with our second half with Pastor Latasha Fields, and we're going to be talking about your upcoming summit, which I'm super excited about.
Yes.
We'll be back in just one moment.
Is it okay to offend people? This is Ken Ham with a passion for sharing God's Word, the Bible, with the world. Today, people are very concerned about offending people or making them feel bad about something. But is it okay to offend people? Well, as Christians, we should be careful to make sure our speech is pleasing to God. We shouldn't say or do things that will easily offend others. But there are times when we have to. You see, we can't water down biblical truth to avoid offense. The message that we're all sinners, utterly unable to save ourselves, is yes, offensive. People don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. And until they come to believe it, they won't cry out to Jesus to save them. So yes, sometimes we need to offend people.
Discover our video streaming platform, Answers.tv, when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com and subscribe to receive free daily email insights at AnswersRadio.com.
Hail and well met.
My name is Jenna.
I'm Kenna Rose.
And I'm Eliana.
We are three of the five hosts of the Self-Evident Podcast, a platform dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident, and our hope is that we do so in love.
We have seen a distinct lack of platforms talking about worldview issues and theology and just a lot of what's going on in the world from a perspective of speaking truth, but doing it in such a way that is loving. And so our hope is to be able to talk about these in such a way that
our peers can access
it. Right, absolutely. As well as interviewing a variety of people such as pastors, actors, theologians, directors, even some of our friends to glean wisdom from their own walks of life.
Yeah, so if you are in the Generation Z category, even if you're above that, or impressively, even if you're below that and you're listening to podcasts, good on you. We encourage you to stop by our platform at selfevidentpodcast.com.
Self-evident, speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love.
Join the Illinois Family Institute along with Dr. Brad Wilcox and Scott Phelps for their powerful, practical insights on the high calling of marriage and families at IFI's Worldview Conference, Saturday, March 8th at Belmont Bible Church in Downers Grove. For more information, click events at IllinoisFamily.org.
Nothing compares to a good marriage and predicting happiness for Americans.
The IFI Worldview Conference. Click events at IllinoisFamily.org.
Where we have healthy marriage, we have healthy communities, healthy culture, and what we need to do is strengthen and encourage marriage in America, and we begin by teaching that to our youth.
The High Calling of Marriage and Families, the IFI Worldview Conference, Saturday, March 8th at Belmont Bible Church in Downers Grove. For more information, click events at IllinoisFamily.org. IllinoisFamily.org.
Okay, thanks for making the Illinois Family Spotlight a part of your day. We're again going to resume our conversation with Pastor Latasha Fields of the Christian Home Education Support System. Tell us about that. How did that come about?
Okay, so with the school, with Kaiser Group Christian Academy, again, God's like, parents got to be involved. So God started impressing on my heart, Deuteronomy 6, teach them diligently.
That's right.
That's been my, if you will, biblical philosophy from day one. And so God began to say, you are just here to assist. That's why I was evangelistic.
Right.
You know, and then he began to show me the socioeconomics of our community. Mm-hmm. So I've been one that's really understanding that we have to reach our most distressed communities.
Absolutely.
Because the enemy has thrown a lot of barriers.
That's right.
In terms of the family, right? The family. And so we have to be the repairers of the breach. We have to build up those waste places. We got to be the restorers for the path to the well in. And so that's where CHESS came in. That parents must be, of course, a part of their children's education. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately began to create monthly parent meetings that were mandatory, mm-hmm. that they had to be involved in volunteer hours. And if parents are off, you know, mm-hmm. just shaping the schedule in a way their parents could be involved mm-hmm. with their kids' education. And so, and then after about a year and a half, that's when I kind of started reaching out. Now, prior to everything I shared, I had never reached out to nobody else in the homeschool community in Baton Rouge yet.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, so I was just kind of doing all this solo between me and Jesus, because it was just, he just had me laser focused on really learning and building that foundation in me. Because,
which was probably the best way.
Yes, because mm-hmm. what I didn't want to do, or what mm-hmm. God was putting in my heart, I didn't want to mimic anything.
That's right.
I mm-hmm. wanted everything to be, I heard from God. I wanted mm-hmm. to be, I love for him to get his glory. Mm-hmm. No one gets the preeminence of what God has done. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, later, about a year and a half, close to 2 years of her being homeschooled, we began to venture out mm-hmm. and meet. And then I met George Burgess, who is mm-hmm. the founder of National Black Home Educators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we started kind of participating in that co-op a little bit. And I kind of learned how the co-op thing works and things mm-hmm. like that. But we still had our school. Mm-hmm. And so that's how CHESS became a part, you know, understanding that to empower, mm-hmm. literally empower and encourage families that were already homeschooling.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you said something, you said how important this is to some of those distressed communities and mm-hmm. some of those people. I think about what Carter G. Woodson in The Miseducation mm-hmm. of the Negro, when he talked about the impact that the government schools was having on Negroes at that time. Well, he was pointing out Negroes. We came to realize this applies to everybody. Mm-hmm. But he says that when you can control how a person thinks about himself, if you make him feel, thinking of himself that he's inferior, you won't have to relegate him to the inferior places in society. He'll seek them out for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I thought about it, you know, as a man believes in his heart, thinks in his heart, mm-hmm. so he is. Our government schools are creating in our young people, especially our young black and brown mm-hmm. children, an image of themselves that doesn't yeah. inspire them to rise up. Mm-mm. But it teaches and embeds in them hopelessness mm-hmm. and despair
yes.
and a lack of any concept that you could do excellent or great. And so that's what we see so many of our mm-hmm. young people in our communities dragging so far behind.
Yeah.
You're having an event in Chicago mm-hmm. coming up in March.
Oh, yes.
In the city of Chicago,
yes.
on the south side of Chicago. What is this event?
Oh, my God, that has been a prayer answered.
Yes.
And so with all that we've already talked about, when the Lord sent us here, you know, to my surprise, again, here is God dealing me again with the socioeconomics of our people. And I was meeting a lot of homeschoolers, especially blacks, of course, on the south side of Chicago. I was meeting a lot of homeschoolers, and a lot of them were connecting me to different people. But what I found out, there was not a conference or a summit or no kind of gathering to bring all these people together. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, there was not a real direct element to inform people of the alternatives that they can have. And mm-hmm. they do not have to continue to subject themselves and their children mm-hmm. to this substandard education in government schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just literally, Pastor Caesar, we moved on the east side in the Woodlawn community when we first got here. We was mm-hmm. on 63rd and Greenwood, 64th and Greenwood.
Mm.
And 63rd and Bessie Coleman Library was my office,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know. And I just began to put flyers all around the south side in the libraries and just have events. I've always tried to do events that would inform mm-hmm. and empower these parents of their choices. And so from there is where CHESS, this summit that we're doing, was birthed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt that and I believed in my heart that the families in the city of Chicago primarily need to be more informed, if you will, and more empowered of their options and to mm-hmm. bring homeschool families together. There's a lot of families homeschooling in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt that this needs to be a groundbreaking thing in the city. And so this has been something I've been praying about for literally 13 years.
So let me ask you, is it mm-hmm. true, because this is what I've heard, mm-hmm. I've actually mm-hmm. repeated this, that since COVID, that the surge in homeschooling has been greater in the black community than any other demographic?
Yes, across the country.
Mm-hmm, across the country.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So now it's a little over 16% now.
Wow.
So it has definitely surged.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so it's a blessing. And so we want to connect with all those homeschoolers, you know, especially throughout the state and the city of Chicago. We want to bring all of them together, you know.
So that's what you want to accomplish
yes,
with this summit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want the summit to be to bring homeschoolers together, to connect so we can meet and greet each other, love mm-hmm. on each other,
mm-hmm.
share resources, idea,
mm-hmm.
give hope to other families,
mm-hmm.
and also the families that for whatever reason, and I like to use the word for the socioeconomic reasons, they can't homeschool, because I don't like to say they can't.
But there's some have to work.
There's a lot of different barriers and barriers to that, that they know that we're here, we have micro schools, we have co-ops, we have church schools, we have private schools, that they can literally see these unconventional educational alternatives. And that's what we want to do. We want to take the homeschool mythology and expand it, you know, and we want to rescue as many children out of Chicago public school system.
So let me ask you, let's dig into that. What are some of the reasons why it's imperative that we get our kids out?
One is two reasons, and I like to say that the sexualization of our children is more dangerous than the low academic proficiency. Because at the end of the day, you know, whatever age you is, we can teach you how to read and write at some point. But if you're open up to this molestation of the mind, that's not as easy to recover from.
That's right.
And so for our children to be exposed as young as third grade to the type of sexual explicit content that is in Illinois public school systems, that is extremely harmful. And then, you know, like I tell parents, you know, as a believer, I'm talking to Christians now for a second. As a believer, your concern should not be academics when it comes to the humanity of your child.
That's right.
You should not be worried about academics, not as a Christian. As a Christian, you should be more concerned with the souls. The Bible said that's the weightier matters of his law. It's the soul of a child, because we do not read from Genesis to Revelations that when Christ comes back, he's looking for 4.0s or valedictorians or academic proficiency or any of those things, right?
What does it matter if you have a PhD?
It doesn't matter to Christ.
About Jesus Christ.
You know, he's looking for faith. And so we have to walk in Deuteronomy 6 literally. This is not a figment of our imaginations. We have to literally teach our children the Lord. And you know what I found out, Pastor Season? You found out too, and many of the listeners. Guess what? If we just teach Jesus.
No.
For real, if we just teach Jesus. See, I'm crazy. I'm foolish. I'm one of them foolish ones.
Me too.
You know, because they take the foolish things to confound the wise. If you just foolishly enough teach Jesus, I believe those children can walk in, because I've seen it for the past 20 years. They can do all things through Christ who strengthens
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. I had somebody challenge me about that. And I said, tell you what, and this is a former Christian. I said, but just let me answer this question. If everybody lived according to these principles of our faith and lived as Christians, as opposed to how everybody is living now, which do you think would be more peaceful, prosperous? Where would people be more happy? If we followed these dictates, if we understood the way it was God for us, God's will is what's best for us, as opposed to where we're going now, which would be best? Even he could not deny that. But he says everybody can't do that. Well, they definitely can't do it if they don't understand how important it is and why they need to do it, which is why we need to embed that into our children.
Yeah, we got to teach them the word of God. And, and we can't do Christianity in name. It has to be very intentional and very purposefully. And so those of us that are using curriculum or whatever resources we're using, it needs to be laced with the word of God. And then don't just leave it up to the curriculum. You know, be very intentional about, literally like Deuteronomy said, when you walk and when you rise 24 hours, don't leave it to the curriculum and a scripture on the page.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to teach these kids to have conversations about Christ. And that's what we do in our school. We have devotion every morning, and there is an hour sometimes from 10 to noon that I'm teaching the children how to communicate the word of God, even in their behavior. Like right now, we're doing responsibility. What does that mean? That's our character trait for this week. And we're basing off of Proverbs 6 with the ant. You know, to go to the ant, you slugger, be wise, right? So just things like that, that I'm teaching them, that they're quoting these things, they're saying these things, you know. And so to plant that seed in them, that is not just, it's just not words on a page. They're living it out.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited because my granddaughter is in your school.
Yes.
Teach it to her, please.
Yes, and I tell them, are you guys not greater than the ant? Do we not have bigger brains than the ant, right? So you guys can stay focused, absolutely.
So who are some of the speakers, the presenters at the summit?
I want to highlight our great sponsors first.
Okay.
Right? So one of our amazing sponsors is where I'm sitting today, IFI.
Illinois Family?
Yes. What? So I thank God for Illinois Family Institute. They're one of our amazing sponsors. We have Aichi, which is another amazing sponsor, Illinois Christian Home Educators with Kirk Smith. We have HSLDA, Homeschool League of Defense Association, an amazing sponsor. And we have BJU Homeschool, BJU Press Homeschool, is one of our amazing sponsors. So those are our key notable sponsors and also exhibitors. And so you guys have been such a blessing to all of us, all four of those organizations. And so some of our amazing speakers are incredible speakers. Hey, I'm sitting with one right now, Pastor Cesar LaFleur.
I heard that guy's pretty good.
That's yeah, I did too. That's why I got him, right? I'm like, you got to come speak, right?
Oh, man.
And so, yeah, so we're just blessed and honored that you will be one of our incredible speakers. We have Dr. Zumhagen is going to be a speaker, so we are very excited about
IFI board member.
Yes. So Dr. Zumhagen is amazing, and I think with most homeschoolers, he's all our children's pediatricians. So we're always excited to hear from Dr. Zumhagen. We got Kirk Smith with IIIchi, so he's going to be speaking. We have Lanissa James from HSLDA, so she's going to be speaking about high school transcripts. We have Dr. Nakia Young, one of our homeschool moms, amazing, amazing sister in Christ, woman of God. So she's going to be talking about You Can Homeschool. She has an amazing homeschool kit that she's going to be talking about with children with special needs. We have Dr. Zumhagen's daughter, Rachel. So Rachel's going to be there, which I'm totally excited about that. So she's going to be talking about the forest schools, the creation of forest schools. So we have some interesting speakers.
Oh, my God.
This is just a cornucopia. Yes, it is. And I'm not done. Wait a minute. Then we have Leslie Durenberger. Leslie is great, a veteran homeschool mom as well. She's going to be talking about the connection between health and learning. We have Denora Ruiz, 28-plus year homeschool veteran. Yeah, so she's going to be talking about, this is a, I love her title, The Audacity to Homeschool Without a Teaching Background. I love that title.
I love that.
I love that. I love that. Who did I leave out? Dr. Gail Frazier. You know Dr. Frazier. Powerhouse, Dr. Frazier. Veteran, engineer, teacher, principal. She's retired, but amazing woman of God. And so she's going to bring the house down. She's going to be doing battling for the souls of our children. And then, you know, of course, your very own me, you know, I'll speak a little bit.
You say a few words every now and then.
Yeah, I say a little bit, right? So this is going to be an extraordinary event.
It sounds like it's going to be amazing. It's going to be like drinking from a fire hose. There's so much information. But what can attendees expect to gain from attending, you know, regarding resources, connections, and encouragement? What's the experience they're going
to
have?
I think, you know, not to be redundant, but they're going to leave there feeling empowered. Just a lot of reasons. And we have a lot of amazing exhibitors, too. You know, before I get into that, this is what they're going to get. They're going to hear from these awesome speakers, you know, our awesome sponsors with exhibitor tables. And then we have exhibitors. You know, we have one that was very unique, Pastor C's, that contacted me, is the International Cultural Exchange Services. That was impressive when I got that email. So they're going to be there, and they're going to be encouraging homeschool families to welcome foreign exchange students. So, you know, I made me think about that. So that's going to be, y'all go to that table. Get some information about that, right?
They go another door.
So so they're going to be there. And then we also have the Illinois Black History Museum is going to be there. And we have the Woodson Center is going to be there.
Bob Woodson. Love
my family in D.C. Bob,
Absolutely.
So they're one of our sponsors, too. And they're going to have a table there. We're going to have... oh, my goodness, it's a list. Go on our website, you guys.
How can organizations and churches, and how do they get involved?
So definitely go to our website, ChicagoEdSummit.org. And so we have a sponsorship inquiry page. If you want to sponsor, or if you want to be an exhibitor, or if you just want to donate, you can go there.
ChicagoEdSummit.org.
ChicagoEdSummit.org. And so a lot of information is on our website, how you can get involved and help. And, you know, mainly spread the word. Please spread the word. Please share it with your congregation. You know, share it with different businesses. We're going to have some flyers and yard signs and door hangers in the next couple of days. And so please go on our website. We'll make that announcement or follow us on social media.
Would it be a good thing for pastors to send people there so they can find out and get information about, you know, maybe God can plant a seed of you opening a school?
So it's going to have information there of how to start micro schools. You know, how to start private schools, you know, information about different curriculum options. It's just going to be a whole wealth of information that parents can leave there with. Just really feeling blessed and empowered and strengthened.
And we're going to be there with Good Soil, Good Seed Christian Scholarship Foundation to tell the people about how you can get funds to start a Christian school in your church and how parents can qualify for scholarships for your children. I can say we are announced we're going to do 20 scholarships this year, up from our numbers last year. 20 scholarships and 10 grants this
year. That's amazing.
And so parents come and find out about if you want to send your kid to a Christian school and having a little trouble affording it, God always has resources available.
That's true,
And so you'll be able to come. And so once again, that's Chicago.
EdSummit.org. And we're also going to have an Oasis Hour. iChi is sponsoring that. And so we're going to have prayer there too. So if you need prayer and strength, we're going to have it all there. I'm telling you, this is going to be an all-day event, you guys, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. But it's going to be jam-packed. So we're going to have a continental breakfast in the morning. We're going to have praise and worship.
Yes.
And then we're going to kick it off with our speakers. We're going to have a lunch and learn panel with our homeschool parents. It's called Fathers on the Move, Fathers on the Front Line and Mothers on the Move. We're going to have our kids program. I'm so excited, Pastor, about our kids. You know, I love these kids.
Well, you gotta
I love
these
kids. You got to love the kids, right? And so we have Michael Lane from Evidence for Faith coming in to do an extraordinary kids program with our kids called Exploring God's World.
This is amazing.
So it's going to be good, you guys.
Listen,
it's
you
be
all
good.
Cannot miss that. Listen, do not miss that.
Yeah.
Go to ChicagoEdSummit.org and find out information about how to get involved, how to get there. Don't miss it. Where's the address?
So it's going to be at Refuge Church Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's 129th and Halsted, 12900 South Halsted Street. That's Refuge Church Chicago with Bishop Lonnie Harrison.
Plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking. Thank God.
Absolutely.
Plenty of parking, right?
Yes, so there's
But you know what? Let's hope we max out his parking lot.
We do.
Let's max out the parking lot.
Not just because we want to have a successful.
No, because that's how many people be empowered and informed and blessed and
that's
strengthened.
That's the blessing in it.
Listen, I tell people, listen, this is not just your average conference. This is a movement. Come join the movement. Come on, we're trying to mobilize Chicago.
I've been saying that for a while.
Listen, we're trying to change the trajectory of education, not just in Chicago, in this country.
Absolutely.
And then we already know what happens in Chicago. It has tentacles.
Absolutely.
We want it to just soar across the country. So come on
out. Amen. Thank God for that. Listen, we are called to make disciples, and there's no better opportunity to do that than by making disciples of our children.
Yes.
And so thank you, Pastor Latasha Fields, for joining Illinois Family Spotlight.
Yes.
And thank you for the work that you've done.
Yes.
I'm one of your mentees. You've mentored me into this, and you've given me a passion for it, and God has taken it to the next level. So we ask you all to please go to ChicagoEdSummit.org, sign up for this wonderful conference. And then also, please support the work of Illinois Family Institute. You can do that by clicking the donate button at the IllinoisFamily.org. That's IllinoisFamily.org. And while you are there, sign on for IFI's email updates and then visit our events page. Also, plan to attend the IFI Marriage and Family Worldview Conference. That's taking place Saturday, March 8th at Belmont Bible Church in Downers Grove. Find out more about that on the IFI events page. Thank you so much, Pastor Latasha Fields. May God bless you and your husband with the dynamic work that you're doing. And I believe that God is going to continue to raise up those individuals who love their children enough to rescue them from the oppression and the indoctrination of our rancid government schools.
Thank you all so much for listening,
and we pray that God would bless you all richly. Until next time, this has been Pastor Cecil LaFleur, the Bishop of Truth. Thank you, and God bless you all.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.